Why do you have to click the start button to shut down? Everybody loved asking that question back in Windows 95 when we added the start button. There was a shutdown menu option right there. When the start menu was originally introduced, it wasn't called the start menu. It was called the system menu for doing system things. And so it made sense that shutting down is one of the things you do as part of the system. But the problem with having a system menu was that it wasn't clear what the system menu was. So we would, you know, set people down in front of a copy of Windows 95, and Windows 95 would start up, and they would just sit there and like, nah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But then somebody got the idea to put the word start next to the little Windows logo in the corner on the start button. And then people knew, it was like, oh, you know, Windows is just finished. I see a button. It says start. I should click it. Oh, look, here's a bunch of stuff I can do. And so that's how come that menu ended up being called start. So the question is, then the question becomes, well, now that it's called start, why don't you take the shutdown button off of it? Well, it's like, well, then where are you going to put it? Are you going to create a second button? There's going to be a start button and a shutdown button right there on your taskbar. It's two buttons. Seems kind of silly. And besides, if you want to shut down the computer, everybody sort of learned that whenever you want to do anything, you click start. And so you can click the shutdown button because it's right there on start. You want to start shutting down. In Windows 8, we took the shutdown button off the start menu because everybody kept making jokes about it. And then in Windows 8.1, we had to put it back because nobody knew how to shut down the computer.